Religion of the Heart, Part 2, Chapter 3, Krishna's Transcendental Flute. Trijagan Manasakarshi Murali Kala Kujita. Quote, he attracts the minds of all three worlds by the melodious vibration of his flute. End of quote. The third quality mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami as belonging exclusively to Krishna and not to any other form of the Lord is that Krishna is the player of the transcendental flute, Trijagan Manasakarshi Murali Kalakujita. The transcendental sound that comes from Krishna's flute is so sweet it attracts all the universes. And there are millions and millions of universes in the sky. Everyone becomes half mad and crazy when they hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. The courtyard looks like the ocean and the ocean like the courtyard. No one can conceive where this very sweet sound vibration is coming from. Brahma and others, who are all expert about shabda, sound, are stunned to hear the miraculous sound of Krishna's flute. The transcendental sound of Krishna's flute attracts his dear servitors' hearts according to their own service mood. From only one sound, his various servitors get a variety of inspirations. Mother Yashoda hears, "Oh, mother, I am hungry, give me some milk and butter," etc. Yashoda shunye nani dei ma bale, haila goshtera bela shunaye rakale. The cowherd boys hear, "Krishna wants to play with us, he wants our association." Radharani hears something else, and others hear something different. Everyone hears the same sound of Krishna's flute according to their own service mood. And everyone is simply astonished and amazed to hear the miraculous sound of Krishna's flute. Once a lady from Russia asked me if it was all right to play music for Krishna. She was very creative, but she said she never used the name of Krishna in her music. She wanted to know if it is possible to make advancement in Krishna consciousness by playing music for Krishna, even though she never mentioned Krishna's name. I told her, in order to get the highest benefit of life, it is necessary to make contact with the original sound vibration, and that sound is the sound of Krishna's flute. I quoted the following shloka of Dhruva Maharaj. Stanabilasi tapasistitohang tvang praptavan deva munindra guyam kacham vichinvan api divya ratnang swamin kritartosmi varangnaya che. Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya 728, quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22:42. Quote, when Vishnu asked Dhruva Maharaj to accept a boon from him, Dhruva Maharaj said, "Why should I accept a boon from you? You are like a jewel standing before me, and I have come searching for a broken piece of glass. When I see you standing before me, you appear like a jewel. Why should I accept a broken piece of glass?" End of quote. This is the real song, and this is the sound of Krishna's flute. All vibrations in this material world come from Krishna's flute, and that vibration travels everywhere. It is not only in this world, but it is in the transcendental world as well. All songs in this world are illuminated and activated by the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. Through the effulgence of light, we can see everything, but we can't see the effulgence's source, the original light. When we are connected with the original light, we automatically see the effulgence. It is not necessary to try and see only the effulgence separately from the original light. This idea is stated in another way in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.20.19. Narara jodupaschana swajyotsna rajitair ganai ahung matya bashitaya swabasa purushoyata. Quote, when a cloud covers the moon, we cannot see the moon, but we see the cloud because of the effulgence of the moon. End of quote. The original sound is the sound of Krishna's flute in the transcendental world, and because of this, all songs in this world are illuminated and activated. Everything in this world is activated by the sound of Krishna's flute. When we get a connection with the original sound, the sound of Krishna's flute, everything in this world becomes Satchit Anandamaya, perfect. Sometimes we try to get pleasure here through songs, and we may get ecstatic feelings, but they are nothing compared to the feelings that come from the transcendental song of Krishna's flute. Once we get that connection, any song we sing must be for the glorification of Krishna, because the original song of everything comes from Krishna's flute. Once there was a famous singer in India named Tansen. When he sang, a cloud would form in the sky, fire would manifest, and rain would fall. He was the king's musician and a great singer. His guru was Hari Das. King Akbar asked Tansen where he had learned to sing so nicely. Tansen said he had not really learned anything, but had only learned a small percentage from his guru, Hari Das. He said, "If you hear my guru sing, you will never forget it." Akbar asked Tansen if he could bring his guru to him, but Tansen said his guru would never come to a king's assembly because he did not live within the jurisdiction of a king. He lived within the Lord's jurisdiction. Akbar was very intelligent and said, "I want to see your guru at least one time. Can you take me to him?" Tansen said, "You can see my guru, but you can't hear his song. His song is a transcendental song, and you are not qualified to hear that song. His mercy has given me some power, and through that everything is revealed to me." Still, Akbar wanted to hear Hari Das sing. Hari Das sang early in the morning. He glorified Krishna and lived in a thatched hut. So Akbar dressed in ordinary clothes and went to hear him sing. After Akbar heard Hari Das sing, he was stunned. He fell at Hari Das's feet. Later, Hari Das's guru, Shivaji, gave his entire kingdom to Hari Das. Hari Das said he had taken his kingdom because he was Shivaji's disciple and Shivaji wanted him to take it. Hari Das asked Akbar to try and protect everything nicely. This is a long story, but the meaning is that through the light of the transcendental sound vibration, everything in this world is activated. All songs in this world are activated by the sound of Krishna's flute. All sounds are transmitted through ether, and ether is mundane. If we can connect our songs with the transcendental song, which means the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna's flute, our songs will become transcendental. It is said in the Vedic scriptures that sound is Shabda Brahma. It is a spiritual vibration. It exists on the borderline of Goloka. When sound in this world gets a connection with the spiritual world, it must go to Krishna. Here all sounds come through the flute of Krishna, but they are shadow sounds. When the shadow takes form, it becomes reality. It has pure form. Since the mere shadow can give us so much pleasure, how much pleasure can the real song give us? Because of this, we need to search for that reality. It is also said in the Vedas that sound is the origin of the Vedas, and that the Vedas are a transcendental sound vibration, not a mundane vibration. They are called Satguna or Vedaguna. Everything in this world comes through transcendental vibrations, and everything here is activated by those vibrations which come from Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute is the original song and the life of the whole creation. Song is good, no doubt, and if it is good here, it must be even better there. We can say Krishna's flute song is the supermost excellent song. Srila Rupa Goswami has composed many shlokas glorifying the sound of Krishna's flute. Rundhan ambu britas chanat kriti parang kurvan muhus tumburung dhyanad antarayan sanandana mukhan vishmapayan fedhasam. O tsu kya vali bir baling chatulayan bogindram agurnayan bindan anda kataha bitim apito babhrama vanshi dwani. Vidagdha Madhava, chapter 1, verse 27. Quote, the sound of Krishna's flute travels throughout the entire transcendental and material worlds. It encompasses everything with joy, ecstasy, beauty, and charm. Everything takes form from that wonderful sound. When Lord Brahma hears the sound of Krishna's flute, he wonders where it comes from. Everyone is astonished to hear the sound of Krishna's flute. Anantadev, who holds the earth on his head, turns his head after hearing the sound of Krishna's flute. End of quote. When Lord Brahma took birth from the lotus flower born from the navel of Lord Vishnu, he saw everything was dark. He tried to remember who he was and where he had come from, but he couldn't understand anything. Then he heard one sound, and that was tapa. He was awakened by that sound and began to search where it had come from and which sound he should meditate on. Then he heard the sound of Krishna's flute, and that was the sound of the Gayatri Mantra. Guru Maharaj said, Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Danang Radha Padang Dimahi. The Gayatri Mantram is the original song of Krishna's flute. We should try and connect with that song. Songs are good here, but if we are addicted to mundane songs, we will be cheated. When we know that songs are very beautiful, tasteful, and charming here, we should try and connect with the original song. The extreme explanation of Krishna's flute is given by Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. He said, everything comes from the flute of Krishna. All mantras, including the whole Gayatri Mantram, come from Krishna's flute. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padang Dhimahi. What is the heart of the sound of Krishna's flute? The heart of that sound is Radharani, because without Radharani, Krishna cannot think of anything. Raya Kahe Krishna Haya Dhira Lalita Nirantara Kama Krida Yahara Charita. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Verse 187. Krishna is always playing with Radharani, so without Radharani he cannot think of anything. Therefore, Srila Guru Maharaj said, if you want to meditate on the Gayatri Mantra, take shelter of the lotus feet of Radharani. You need to meditate on the Gayatri Mantra to fulfill your spiritual desires. You will be supremely benefited if you try to understand the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Dhanam. Murali means flute and Ishta means what one wants to express. And that is the glories of Radharani, the beauty of Radharani and everything concerning Radharani. Everything about Radharani has come from the flute song of Krishna. The Gayatri Mantra has simultaneously come from the sound of Krishna's flute. The whole Gayatri Mantra has given us this inspiration. Prachodayat means what you meditate on must go to the lotus feet of Radharani. Go there. Go where you will get gold and diamonds. Go to the gold mine for gold. Go to the diamond mine for diamonds. Don't go to the coal mine to search for gold. If you want gold, go to the gold mine. You won't get it in the market. It is in a special and protected area guarded by Srila Jiva Goswami and others. Srila Guru Maharaj said, Sri Goranumatong Surupa Viditong Rupa Grajenadritong Rupadjai Pariveshitong Raghu Ganair Ashvaditong Sevitong Jivadjair Abirakshitong Shukha Shiva Brahmadi Samanitam Sri Radha Pada Sevanamritam Aho Tadatum Isho Bhavan. Sri Bhaktivinod Viraha Dasakam. Prayers in separation of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. If you want the property of service to Lord Krishna, service to your lover Krishna, surrender to Radharani and go there. When Krishna would enter the forest of Vrindavan playing his flute, he would beautify it with the marks of his footprints. He had a peacock feather ornament on his head, blue karnikar flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and a garland made of Vrindavan wild flowers. As he would play his flute, birds would rise to the top of the trees, stop their singing, and simply listen to him playing his flute. Prayo batamba vihaga munayo vanesmin krishnekshitong taduditong kalavenu gitam aruya yedruma bujan ruchira pravalan Shrinvanti milita drisho vigatanyavacha. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.14. When I first came to the math, I would sometimes do exercises as I had a lot of energy. Guru Maharaj told me it wasn't necessary to do exercises. He said if I took a shovel and worked in the garden, I would get plenty of exercise. I planted many fruit trees, mango, guava, papaya, jackfruit, fig, chico, and many banana trees. Then so many birds came, and they are still there. There are so many different varieties, and they are always singing beautiful songs. I can see them all day long from my veranda. They play happily all day and live in the peaceful environment of the mat. They never quarrel, and even sometimes they are completely silent. I think this is all the mercy of Guru Maharaj. As Krishna would wander, the gopis would lament that the bamboo flute was enjoying the nectar of Krishna's lips, which was meant for them. Gopya kim acharad ayang kushalang smavenur Damodara dhara sudham api gopikanam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.9. And the peacocks would dance madly when they heard the sound of Krishna's flute. Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirtin yad devaki suta padam buja labta lakshmi. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.10. The deer would come and worship Krishna when they would hear the sweet sound of his flute. Tanyasma mudha gatayo pi harinya eta ya nanda nandanam upata vichitra vesham. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.11. And the cows and calves would drink the nectar flowing out of Krishna's flute. Gavascha Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venugita Piyusham Utabita Karna Putai Pibantya. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.13. Nadyastadatad Upadharya Mukunda Gitam Avarta Lakshita Manobhava Bhagna Vega. Alingana stagitam urmi bujair murarer greenanti pada yugalam kamalopahara. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.15. When the rivers of Vrindavan would hear Krishna's flute, their minds would become agitated and the flow of their currents would break. Their water would rush in whirlpools, and with outstretched arms they would try to embrace Krishna's lotus feet with offerings of lotus flowers. This morning when I went down to attend Aarti, I saw our mat's logo written on the temple. I noticed how nicely it was decorating the temple. In the center is a lotus flower, the disciple, which is sheltered in the water of Sri Gurudev from the shining sun of Om, or Krishna. Below is the flute of Krishna with its divine sound, the song of liberation, descending into this world. Around the outside, there is one line from Srila Guru Maharaja's explanation of the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtanadanam Radhapadam Dimahi. Gayatri means Ganat Trayate Iti Gayatri, which means a type of song which if you sing you will get liberation. This is such a nice process. Simply by singing and dancing you will get liberation. This is the Gayatri mantra, and this is the original sound, the sound of Krishna's flute, Ganat Trayate. Nowhere else in the material world has anyone ever given such a nice explanation of the transcendental sound vibration coming from Krishna's flute. No religion can make this statement. Simply chant and dance, and you will get liberation. What is the form of the Gayatri mantra? Guru Maharaj said, Muralishta Kirtana Dhanam. Murali means the flute of Krishna. Krishna's flute is for singing. It is not for blasting or for making violence. It is for making the heart peaceful. And a very sweet sound has come from Krishna's flute. What does Krishna's flute sing? If you sing, you must have a purpose, a target, a meter, or a regulated flow, and that target is the name of Radharani. No other sound comes from Krishna's flute. Only Radhe, 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 Radhe. And that sound comes in a variety of different ways. We can conceive something about the character of Krishna's flute from Raghunath Das Goswami's character. Every day in Vrindavan he sang. Radhe Vrindavan Vilasini Radhe 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 Kanu Mano Mohini Radhe Radhe. Radhe Ashta Sakira Shiromani Radhe Radhe. Vrindavan Vilasini Radhe Radhe. Radhe Kanu Mano Mohini Radhe Radhe. The last words are Radhe Radhe. Every day in the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, they sing this song. Every day while walking on the road or sitting at his bhajan place, Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj would sing this song. This sound is the only sound that comes from Krishna's flute, and it has manifested itself and spread itself all over the transcendental and material worlds. We get this information from the Rasa Leela of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna wants to begin the Rasa dance, he first calls the gopis by playing his flute. Only one call comes from Krishna's flute, and that is a clarion call. Once a Vaishnava used the term clarion call. What does this term mean? Devotee responds. It was a term used in the Middle Ages to wake the troops up for battle. It isn't used much anymore. It also means a loud and clear call. Any call that is loud and clear is a clarion call. And Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, very good. What is its origin? Devotee responds, it comes from the Christian tradition. Srila Govinda Maharaj, that is very nice, but it is not their father's property. It is the property of all the jiva souls. It is not the property of Hindus or Christians or anyone. It is the property of all the jiva souls. The original clarion call of Krishna's flute is a call for everyone. How can we understand this? We understand this through Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Bhaktivinod Thakur wrote in one song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole. Is this the clarion call or not? Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pisha Chira Kole. We are asleep, and the clarion call comes and says, wake up, wake up, you sleeping soul. You are sleeping in the lap of illusion. The Upanishads also say, Utishtata Jagrata Prapya Varan Nibodata. Wake up, arise and search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful, where you will get love for Krishna. The Upanishads, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Krishna's flute, all the gist of that sound is Muralishta Kirtanandanam. Krishna is attracted only by his divine potency. She is Radharani. She is serving Krishna wholeheartedly and very extensively with her associates. Therefore, Krishna is always thinking of her. But the sound of Krishna's flute is not only meant for Madhura Rasa, where the chief is Radharani, but for all the other rasas as well. All other rasas are maintained by Madhura Rasa, and maintaining means preserving. So the sound of Krishna's flute is preserving and maintaining all the other rasas. Generally, we refer to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or any devotional song as either kirtan or sankirtan. We use these terms interchangeably, but there is a little difference between them. Kirtan means when one person is glorifying the Lord, and sankirtan means bahubhir militva yat kirtanam tad eva sankirtanam. Tad eva sankirtanam means when a group of devotees gather together for kirtan, what comes from their melted hearts, that is sankirtan. Sankirtan is congregational chanting with the mood of tolerance, humility, and giving honor to others. But here, our Srila Guru Maharaj has specifically mentioned Kirtana Dhanam. It is a very particular word. Kirtan is not only meant for everyone, but Kirtana Dhanam means it is the wealth of our life. Through Kirtan, we will get everything. Through Kirtan, we will get full and complete entrance into the Rasa Lila, where Krishna is playing and chanting and dancing with the Vraja Gopis. This is the real wealth of our life, and this is the wealth for all the liberated Jiva souls as well. This is why Srila Guru Maharaj said, not only Kirtan, but Kirtana Dhanam, when he gave his explanation of the Gayatri Mantra. Kirtan is the wealth of our life. Then Guru Maharaj said, Gayatri Murali. Krishna's flute is not only a bamboo stick. It is not just made of metal, but it has its own life. It is Chaitan. It has a conscious form. It is a conscious living being. Krishna's flute has its own desire and its own freedom for the service to him. Everyone has freedom. Krishna has given freedom to everyone. So Krishna's murali has Ishta Kirtana Dhanam. Ishta Kirtan means a desirable kirtan. His flute has freedom to perform its own kirtan. And this is how Krishna's flute will be happy. Saki murali vishala chichidra jalena purna laghur atikatina twang grantila nirasasi tad api bajasi shashvach chumbananda sandram hari kara parirambam kena punyodayena. Vidagdha Madhava 4.7. This shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami praises Krishna's murali because Krishna's murali has its own life. It is performing its own Ishta Kirtan. Ishta Kirtan means a desirable and palatable song. And I can see this everywhere. I can see this in everyone's eyes. Sri Garga Samhita fully describes the glories of Radharani. Whenever I open the Garga Samhita, I immediately see this, and I am sure this must be the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. When I stand in the Aarti ceremony and see Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Dhanam written in our math logo, my brain is working. The word Dhimahi in Gayatri is very famous in Sanskrit literature. Two words are present most in Gayatri mantras, Dhimahi and Prachodayat. The last word of the meditation is Prachodayat. It is not that we will only meditate, but the mantra will pressure us to serve Srimati Radharani. We need to know the spiritual regulations and injunctions. Chodanam, Pratichodanam. That scriptural advice is found in the Vedas, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, etc. Shruti and Smriti. Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, and Shruti is Vedanta, Upanishads, etc. But here, Chodanam means prerana, inspiration. What kind of inspiration? Forceful inspiration, inspiring forcefully. The mantra's nature is like that, to capture the Jiva soul's mind through inspiration and forcefully engage one in the service of Radharani. This is the extraordinary meaning Srila Guru Maharaj has given of the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padang Dhimahi. The glories of Radharani are fully expressed and exposed in the Garga Samhita. I have seen this in Sri Garga Samhita at least 1,000 times. Sri Garga Samhita was written by the great sage Garga Rishi, who is the guru of the Yadu Kul, Yadu dynasty, Krishna's dynasty, and a friend of Parashuram, as well as of many other big exponents of Vedic mantras, such as Atri, Chavana, Sharadvan, Arishtanemi, Bhrigu, Vasishta, Parashara, Vishvamitra, Angira, Dvaipayan Vyas, and Bhagavan Narad. All these old rishis were present when the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj. Vedavyas himself said this: Atrir Vasishtash Javana Sharadvan Arishtane Mir Brigur Angirascha Parasharo Gadhi Suto Tarama Utatya Indra Pramaded Mavaho Medha Titir Devala Arishtisheno Maradvajo Gautama Pipaladha Maitreya Orva Kavasa Kumbayonir Dvaipayano Bhagavan Naradascha. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:19 verses 9 and 10. Even though all these senior rishis were present at the meeting of Maharaj Parikshit when the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, Shukadeva Goswami did not fully expose Goloka Vrindavan and the glories of Radharani. They were all friends of Garga Rishi, but Veda Vyas didn't expose very much of Radharani's glories. He only exposed a small amount of her glories. He didn't give her glories the way Mahaprabhu did. I was very surprised when I opened the Garga Samhita and found the word Radhapati. I have never seen this word anywhere except in the Garga Samhita. We have heard many stories of Krishna Leela from our childhood, and now I see they have all originated from the Garga Samhita. Some other Puranas have presented some stories, but most of the stories of Krishna Leela originated from the Garga Samhita. Actually, I was inspired by Sripad Madhusudan Maharaj, who is a godbrother and sannyasi disciple of Srila Guru Maharaj, to publish the Garga Samhita. He had been searching for a Bengali edition of this book throughout all of India, but failed to find one. He was very excited when he noticed there was one available in my cupboard. I was taken by surprise that he knew it was in my cupboard, as I myself had not noticed it. It was then I first read a little bit of the contents and found Garga Rishi had fully mentioned everything that would be impossible for us to relate. When we try to conceive what Vyasadeva looks like, we picture him as someone with at least a 4 or 5 foot long beard. But when I opened the Garga Samhita, I was surprised to see Garga Rishi's expression of Veda Vyasa's pranam mantra as Vadara Vana Bihara Satya Vatya Kumara. This expression, Satya Vatya Kumara, or Vadara Vana Bihara, will not come to our mind. But his pranam mantra came as a realization to me that I am only recognizing Veda Vyasa's form in his old age and not remembering his childhood as Satyavatya Kumar, the son of Satyavati. Rupa Goswami Prabhu followed this process very nicely. In every pranam mantra of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he refers to him as Shachinandan, the son of Shachi Devi. Shachinandan. In the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Shachi Devi is always mentioned first within the pranam mantra, and we are habituated with this, But we have not considered the same process with Vedavyas as Satyavatya Kumar or Vadara Vanabihar. When I read this, I was very impressed. I read a few pages and thought, if Madhusudan Maharaj cannot print it, I shall try to print it with the help of our devotees. Finally, I feel Garga Rishi chose me to publish the Garga Samhita, as I asked Sripad Sagar Maharaj to do it, and he was able to do it. The full-fledged theism that was given to us by our Guru Maharaj is fully mentioned in the Garga Samhita. Vrindavan Leela's virtual place and position has originated from the Garga Samhita. Vedavyas has mentioned everything in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but very cautiously. Shukadev Goswami was just a 16-year-old boy, so how much could he express in front of the older rishis? Even though they were all highly qualified in Madhura Rasa, they could not taste what Shukadev Goswami had given. Vedavyas himself commented about Shukadev Goswami that after hearing the pastimes of Krishna Leela, he became mad with ecstasy and then went back to his father to hear the rest of Krishna Leela he had not presented in full. What is given in Srimad Bhagavatam is the gist of Krishna Leela, and it is sufficient. No other scripture can cross over the prestige of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedavyas himself, as well as other rishis, have mentioned in other Puranas that it is a full manifestation of Sri Krishna. We can see the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam in this way, so we cannot deny the highest prestige of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadev Goswami has given the gist of what he hesitated to reveal in full in that assembly, and in that way has fulfilled the desire of Lord Krishna and Radharani. Mahaprabhu came to give the glories of Radharani. He came to give honor to what was not given in this material world before. Anarpita charing chirat karuna yavatirna kalo samarpayitam unato jvala rasam swa bhakti shriyam hari purata sundara jyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratu va shachi nandana. See Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 1:4. And not only did Mahaprabhu give what was not given before, he gave what was not given in any material universe as well, and there are millions of material universes in the sky. Nowhere were the glories of Radharani given before Mahaprabhu came, and this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said clearly, if you will search for evidential records of this, you will be considered foolish because the Srimad Bhagavatam is the junior most scripture but with the senior most thought. After all the scriptures were written, Vyasadeva was not happy. His guru, Narad Muni, came to see him and gave him instructions. He gave him a mantra and instructed Vedavyas to meditate on that mantra. And after meditating, he saw the complete spiritual and material worlds. Then he composed the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, it is the junior most scripture. Yet no other scripture had given such complete knowledge of the spiritual and material worlds before. In his mature meditation, Vedavyas saw all the senior most beautiful theories of the highest reality and presented them in a well-organized way and gave them to the Jiva Chaitanya. This is Guru Maharaj's expression, Jiva Chaitanya. The conscious jiva souls may be in the material atmosphere, but still this world is a conscious world because everything exists in consciousness. Sometimes a little suspicion may come to the mind of a pure devotee as to why Radharani's name is not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Guru Maharaj has given us this theory in one of his original shlokas. Yada miya mahima shri bhagavatyam katayam pratipatam anubhutam apya labdha bidheya tada kila rasa murte syama lila valamvam madura rasadhi radha padapadmang prapadye. In every letter and every shloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the name of Radharani is glorified, but we cannot see her particular form there. The play of the sweet absolute takes place in the Srimad Bhagavatam, so it is not possible that Radharani's name is not mentioned there. Everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Radharani is glorified, but we can't see her full form there because Shukadeva Goswami is hiding her a little bit. It is like the marriage system in India. When an Indian girl is married, she always covers her head with a cloth. When a senior honorable person comes, she pulls the cloth over her head a little more. This is also the style of Srimad Bhagavatam, to conceal Radharani, yet reveal her. Such idea is included in that shloka of Srila Guru Maharaj. Without Radharani's association, Krishna is nothing. The sweet absolute's play in Goloka Vrindavan depends on Radharani. Only she can fully exchange rasa with Krishna. Krishna is the emporium of all rasas, Akila Rasamrita Murti. But where is that nectar stored? It is stored in the pot of Radharani. So Krishna keeps all his wealth in the pot of Radharani, and he tastes her mood of devotion. Otherwise, everything will be spoiled. Srila Guru Maharaj has given this extraordinary explanation of the Gayatri Mantra, which is the sound of Krishna's flute. No one in this material conscious world has ever given an explanation like this before. In the last part of Srila Guru Maharaj's life, Guru Maharaj was always discovering many things. Actually, everything was within him, but he had not found the proper person to explain everything to. Srila Guru Maharaj's original Gayatri Mantra explanation is written in 11 lines, published in our Sri Gaudiya Gitanjali, the Bengali songbook. Vades tat savitur varenya vihitung shetragya sevyartakam bargo vai vrishabanu jatma viba vaikaradhana shripuram Bargo Jyotir Achincha Lilana Sudhaikaradhana Shripuram Bargo Dama Taranga Kelana Sudhaikaradhana Shripuram Bargo Dama Sadani Rasta Kuhakam Pragyana Lilapuram Devas Yamrita Rupa Lila Rasadhiraradha Dhi prerina devasyam rita rupa lila purushasya radha dhi preshina devasya dyuti sundaraika purushasya radha dhi preshina gayatri muralishta kirtanandhanam radha padang dhimahi gayatri gaditang mahaprabhu matang Radha patang dimahi dira radhanam eva nanyaditi tad radha patang dimahi. I took four lines from this explanation, the ones that are not in brackets, to make the Gayatri Mantra shloka. I put this shloka on Srila Guru Maharaj's Samadhi Mandir. I asked Srila Guru Maharaj's permission to take these four lines, and he gave his permission. As an appendix, these are the four lines that Srila Gurudev is referring to here. Vades tat savitur varenya vihitung kshetra gya sevyartakung bargo vai vrishabhanu jatma viba vai karadhana shripuram devasya juti sundaraika purushasya radha di preshina Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Danang Radha Patang Dimahi. But it was especially my desire that I shall take this one line. Dira Radhanam Eva Nanyad Iti Tad Radha Patang Dimahi. Di comes from the root word buddhi, which means intelligence. Where should buddhi go? Our intelligence should go for the service of the Lord. Without one's intelligence going for the service of the Lord, no other conception can exist. This is Guru Maharaj's explanation. There are two kinds of intelligence. One is para and another is apara. Para intelligence is always serving the Lord. Then dhira radhanam eva nanyaditi. Without one's intelligence going to serve the Lord, no other conception can exist. This is Srila Guru Maharaja's explanation. But sometimes, for my explanation, I have taken the next to the last line. Gayatri gaditang mahaprabhu matam. Because this line is hiding Radharani. Radha Padang Dimahi, a little bit. Srila Guru Maharaj also gave an explanation of the Rig Veda mantra. The original Rig Veda mantra is Om Tad Vishnu Paramang Padang Sada Pashyanti Shuraya Dviva Chakshur Atatam Vishnur Yat Paramang Padam. But Srila Guru Maharaj expanded the Rig Mantra. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padang Shruti Matang Muyanti Yat Suraya Drasta Chakshur Iva Prasarita Maha Suryeva Divya Tatam Damna Svena Sada Nirasta Kuhakang Satyang Parang Shabditang Jyoti Priti Tanung Hiranya Purushang Pashyanti Tang Suraya. The last line is especially significant. Jyoti Priti Tanung Hiranya Purushang. Jyoti means effulgence and love, and this has taken its form as the heart and halo of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here is Guru Maharaj's miracle. So many pundits can understand the Sanskrit language, but they cannot understand the gist of the ecstasy inside the Sanskrit language. This is a fact. The Upanishads very clearly say, Nayam atma bala hinena labhyo, Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo, Na medhaya na mahuna shrutena. Quote, you may know so many things, and you may have much intelligence, Medhaya, but without the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and Baladev, you cannot understand anything. End of quote. But, Yam e Vaisha Vrinute Tenandapyas, when Krishna in the form of Sri Gurudev will give you the Gayatri Mantra, and you meditate on it with your full existence, you will understand it. Here there is no question. Everywhere there are so many questions, and everywhere there are many difficulties, but this fact is very clear. Tasyaisha atma vivrinute tanung swam. If you do not have the ability to see, like owls do not like to see the sun, how will you see? How will a man with no eyes see? Andhi bhuta chakshu yara vishaya dulite, kemane se paratattva paive dekite. How will one whose eyes are blinded by the dust of material conceptions see? In Srila Guru Maharaj's explanation of the Rig Veda mantra, he used the word Suraya. Guru Maharaj used it only to give honor to the Vedas, especially the Upanishads. Suraya means the demigods, but Guru Maharaj did not explain the meaning that way. He gave this meaning. Quote, the demigods can see, but they can never see the Hiranya Purusham, the Golden Lord Mahaprabhu, without the mercy of Jyoti Priti Tanum. Without the mercy of Mahaprabhu and without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Suraya, the demigods, can never see. Without their mercy, they cannot see. End of quote. This is a fact, and Lord Brahma himself said it. Jananta eva janantu king bahuktya name prabho. Manaso vapusho vacho vaibhavam tava gochara. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.38. Quote, whoever will say they know Krishna's pastimes can say that. But I say I cannot understand even a small amount of your unlimited glories. My whole existence is blind without your mercy. Therefore I am misguided. I don't want to say too much. The only thing I can say is I do not want to say too much because I cannot understand mentally, verbally, or bodily your unlimited pastimes. End of quote. King Bahuktya Name means it is not necessary to say many things, only that I cannot understand your unlimited pastimes.